this whole story.
Hey, Keith, it's Emery from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Doing good, bud.
Good.
Had a little bit of an emergency, so I'm not going to be able to buy anything else right now. Maybe in a week or so I can, but right now my son had to have surgery, so we're...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. Is he okay?
He's doing good. He's doing good. He's doing good. He just had to have his gallbladder removed.
Oh.
I'm 25 years old and still had a gallbladder attack. So.
Wow. Well, listen, I'm sorry to hear. I hope everything's okay. I hope he has a speedy recovery. Yeah, not an issue. We could talk about business related stuff, you know, next week or whatever.
Yeah,
that's not an issue.
He had it Monday, so we're kind of recouping from that right now. So.
Is he home yet or no?
Yeah, he came home yesterday.
Oh, good. God bless. Good. Hey, listen, Keith, are you a pastor?
I'm a youth leader. But,
oh, cool. Yeah, I scrolled. We have a little notes tab here, and I scrolled deep into kind of just, you know, lower down, and I had noticed, yeah, Christian pastor. That's very cool. I didn't know that.
I'm not a pastor, but I'm an adult Sunday school teacher and the youth leader.
So. Oh, very nice. God bless. Good for you. Okay, so yeah, again, Keith, I apologize. I'm sorry for the news.
I just don't know how much this is going to cost us. It's 80-20 on our insurance, and
gotcha.
I get whenever things like that come up, I get very tight.
Yeah, listen, you and me both. That's yeah. Anything emergency is serious.
They tease me at church to say I squeak when I walk anyway, but.
That's funny.
But yeah. Well,
what happened? He started having strange symptoms, and then.
Yeah, he'd gotten sick at work and vomiting and everything and pain in his side, and this was Friday,
mm-hmm.
and Saturday he was just sick all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took him Sunday to the emergency room, and they did all kinds of tests, and they scheduled him for surgery first thing Monday morning.
Wow.
I didn't think it had not ruptured or anything, but,
yeah,
you know, so he was majorly infected, so whatever that means.
Oh, jeez. Well, he's doing all right now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, he's doing good.
Good.
He's proud that he's going to be off for the rest of the week, so.
He's probably happy to get off of work. Probably much needed rest, huh? What's he do for work?
Well, actually, he works at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
He graduated college in health and human services, and
mm-hmm.
he's interviewed for several positions to be a health inspector and some different things. And I hate to be ugly, but DEI has kept him out of a lot of positions.
Yeah.
State, and he got on with Walmart, and he's worked up to a little, I can't even think what it's called. Anyway, it's one of the little manager position in one of the little sections.
Oh, cool. So he's just kind of in a gray area, or kind of a gray period
yeah.
until he gets into the health field?
Well, but with the kind of insurance he's got there, though, he's got better insurance than we do, is, you know.
Oh, wow.
But even with that, he's happy with what he does. He's not a, and if he can work up to a store manager, he'll make megabucks. So that's
yeah.
all right.
Listen, maybe it's a blessing in disguise then.
That's right. I just don't want him to be in the jewelry business anymore. Used to, I kind of wanted to hand off to him, but.
Yeah. Are you getting tired of it?
Yeah. Very much.
What's the biggest kind of con?
Good customers are great.
Yeah.
But the internet and Walmart too has ruined people.
Yeah.
And especially the internet, whenever people buy something off there. And of course, I started off just as a service store.
Mm-hmm.
I just did sizing. I didn't have the money to put in a lot of stock.
Yeah.
But people bring, especially when they bring it in, they're told on the internet, you can take it to any jeweler. Yeah, if you're willing to wait.
Yeah.
But then they get all upset with me because I'm unwilling to service it as quickly as I'd service my own, you know, merchandise.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just I've had a lot of that past couple of years, and it's just about to get on my nerves.
Oh, I hear you. Well, that's unfortunate. That's definitely not good. But at least on the bright side, some of the good customers will kind of keep you happy and keep you going.
They do.
Kind of spark that motivation.
Of course, I've been doing this now for 35 years.
Yeah.
It's been a long ride. And
yeah.
I have been blessed. Don't get me wrong. I have been blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a little money in the bank, and, you know, I just bought a new truck. But
that, you're a truck guy.
We have no bills. Well, in the country, you have to have a truck.
did you guys get any of that, the winter storm?
No, we just got a little wind and rain. That's all we got.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
We shouldn't be far enough south. That went a little, what they call the I-40 corridor.
Yeah.
Which is just north of I-40. They got quite a bit of snow up in that area. But
yeah.
We're right at the bottom of the state of Tennessee, right? But we're in the tri-state area, what they call, right in the corner of Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee. So we're fortunate we're far enough south that we don't get a real bad weather. Now, we do get some snow, but we don't get just,
mm-hmm.
you know, for real long periods of time. A week is a long time for us to have snow on the ground.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys evaded it, luckily.
We did.
Good on you. We didn't. We definitely didn't. It hit us pretty hard. I'm up in, I'm in Rochester, New York, and we're right underneath one of the Great Lakes. So we get lake effect weather, and then whenever we get bad storms, it kind of hits us pretty hard. So unfortunately, I was not able to avoid it, but I'm glad you did.
Well, you're not trying to drive in that mess, are you?
Well, I mean, I try not to, but I mean, I have to go to work. I've got the errands and such. Some things are kind of, it's unavoidable, right? So.
Well, see, you need a four-wheel drive pickup, too.
I have a four-wheel drive car. Maybe just not. What kind of a truck do you have?
A GMC. I got a GMC.
Ah, okay. Maybe I should do that then. I should look into trucks.
Well, I like the trucks. Of course, we have a small farm, too, that I inherited, and I'm trying to go down there on that and keep equipment going and everything.
Yeah.
There's a creek I have to forge to get over into the back fields, and you have to have a four-wheel drive truck.
Yeah, that sounds like a little coupe isn't going to do that. Definitely need a truck for
right.
that. Cool. Awesome. Okay, yeah, Keith, listen, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I look forward to chatting with you
I've
again,
got
maybe.
I've got your number here, and if I get, you know, if I need something, I'll give you a call.
Yep.
And you might, if you get a little time, yell at me the end of next week, and let's just see where we stand.
Yep, I'll reach back out to you next week, and we'll see where we're at. Again, I'm sorry about your son. I hope everything is okay.
Yeah, everything's good. He's already feeling better, so.
Good, wonderful. Wonderful news. All right, my friend. Thank you so much. We'll speak soon, okay?
All right, bud. Thank you.
Yep, of course. Bye-bye.